Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Ah, yes, back this week to the will of God. What a topic, my friend. Now, knowing the will of God for most Christians is the number one must in their lives. Yet, most Christians have rarely proposed in their heart to know the will of God for their lives. And why, I would ask? Well, most Christians do not know God. Oh, they may go to church and do all of the churchy activities and even read the Bible some or take the 5 minutes a week of prayer on average that most Christians spend. But when it comes down to it, when it really comes down to having a relationship with their Heavenly Father, to know His ways and His wills, to know His thoughts for them and their family. Sadly, they know in their heart that they are only fooling their friends, and even sadder, they're fooling themselves. Now listen close, my friend. When it comes to God, we must never, no never, fool ourselves into thinking we are moving with God or learning something from the Lord. If we do, then we are the big loser. And for some, they lessen the opportunity to make a comeback to God. And may God help us in this area. Amen. Okay, as I said last week, we will begin to look at becoming a witness as we consider it a little deeper about the will of God. Now, last week I ended with these words. In order to receive God in a new way, we have to become a process of learning and spiritual growth and development. Listen again closely here, my friend. To become the will of God means to become a living witness to the person of Jesus Christ. This involves what we say and what we do. But more importantly, it focuses on what we are, what we are. Now, according to the Bible, a living witness of Jesus Christ is a saint. But remember also, to be a saint, we must die. I'll let that sink in for a couple of seconds. Wow. Die to ourself. Die to our dreams. Die to our plans. Die to our hopes. All of those things in us that are not of God. In John 12:24, Jesus said, unless a corn of wheat, my friend, we are that corn of wheat, fall into the ground and die. Well, not too many Christians want to be a saint. Well, why not? Because not too many Christians want to die. I too will let that sink in for a couple of seconds. The word saint here means holy one. It is one who belongs to God. But the saint is supposed to be in a growing relationship with God, which reflects the fact that we are no longer our own. We belong to God. We are set apart from ourselves and the world for God's use. We are His witness. And of course, we need to see here that we are not, repeat, not to witness to our own righteousness or our own holiness. We are to witness to God's righteousness, to God's holiness. Wow. If we do, then this will make it easier to understand, because it means this includes in our witness is the knowledge that we are simply redeemed, bought back sinners. Yeah. When we fail or sin, we point to Him, and that's Jesus, not our failure or our sin, but we point to Christ. The point, the one who forgives us of our sins. That is what a witness does. He points to the one he represents. We will never live perfectly, however God would want us to. Can you believe God's intent for us is to be perfect? In Matthew 5:48, Jesus says, be ye therefore, or because what has been said prior, be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Now, the word perfect here does not mean without flaws, but of a full age, a complete growth, mental and moral character. Yes, we in this life will never be without flaws, but we can strive to be of a full age, to be complete in Christ, where we will have a godly mental and moral character like our Heavenly Father. Yes, we may not be perfect, but we can always point to the one, that's Jesus, who is perfect, and to the one whose blood, Jesus' blood, makes us perfect in the eyes of God. Now, in Acts 1 and 8, tremendous verse, Jesus said he wanted his people to be witnesses. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses, notice, witnesses unto me, unto Jesus, both in Jerusalem, or Sneedsbury, in all of Judea, eastern North Carolina, and in Samaria, North Carolina, and into the uttermost parts of the earth, or overseas, Acts 1 and 8. But it seems from this verse today that most churches in America and around the world focus more on the receiving of the power than they do on becoming the witness. Not too much money, influence, and power involved with telling what you have seen or heard. Oh, no. But now power. Getting power. Wow. The things I can do, the places I can go, even for God with that money and stuff. And certainly included in this verse is the fact that the disciples would testify to the literal resurrection of Jesus Christ. They would be witnesses to that great event, but there was even more. 1 John 5, 9-11, John writes, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son hath the witness in himself." Notice, hath the witness in himself. "He that believeth not on God has no witness, and he's a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son." 1 John 5:9-11. Now please notice Jesus starts these verses with the word "if," the most important word in the Bible. "If" always sets the condition for receiving the reward. It is an if-then situation. If you do this, then you will get this. If you are willing and obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land, Isaiah 1:19 says. Everything we get from God has a condition for us to meet. Even salvation has a condition, that whosoever believeth in him, in Jesus, should not perish but have everlasting life. The if, we must believe in Jesus, and if we do, then we should not perish but have everlasting life. Wow. John 3:16. Make no mistake, my friend, nothing is free in God. Even our salvation comes with conditions. Did you know that there's a witness of God, which is not, repeat, not merely the testimony of men? It is a witness within the life of Jesus Christ, and that life is within us. If we have that witness within us, eventually it will be manifested, wow, out of us to the world. That is God's idea. The witness of Jesus Christ in us, then it manifests out to the world. It will be a living witness. We will be a living witness. I hope that you get that, my friend. More next week on the will of God as we look at the kingdom come. The kingdom come, and probably will be the last teaching on the will of God. Again, know God and you will know God's will. Let me say that again. Know God and know God's will. Knowing God's will is not difficult. All you have to do is come to know God and you will know his will. We need not focus on the will of God. What's the will of God? Oh my gosh, what's the will? No, no, no. We just need to focus on God, high and lifted up, and filling his train filling our hearts. And the more that we know God, the more we will know his ways and his will. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week, and hoping that you will turn in next week for more of the will of God for your life. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.